The Pale Maiden, a folk tale from Poland.
A peasant farmer in reduced circumstances had a beautiful daughter whom an old knight, the proprietor of the village, wanted to marry, and that even by compulsion. But the damsel disliked him, and her parents also refused to consent to the marriage. So the proprietor persecuted them in every way in his power, and so oppressed them with forced labor and ordered them to be beaten on the slightest occasion that the poor farmer could hold out no longer, but determined to remove from the village with his whole family. In the cottage in which the farmer dwelt, there was something continually grating behind the stove. But though they searched several times and turned the seat constructed at the side of the stove upside down, yet were they unable to discover anything. But when one day on the departure they were removing the rest of their goods, they heard a more and more articulate grating, and while they were impatiently listening as the grating and the scraping went on, out of the stove sprang a thin, pale form, like a buried maiden. "What the devil is this?" cried the father. "For heaven's sake!" screamed the mother, and all the children after her. "I am no devil," said the thin, pale maiden, "but I am your poverty. You are now taking yourselves hence, and you are bound to take me with you to your new abode." The poor householder was no fool. He thought himself a little, and neither seized nor throttled his poverty, for she was so slight that he could have done nothing of any consequence to her. He made the lowest possible reverence to her, and said, "Well, your gracious ladyship, if you are so well satisfied amongst us, then come with us. But as you see, we are removing everything for ourselves, so help us carry something, and we shall go off the quicker." Poverty agreed to this and wanted to take a couple of small vessels out of the household. But the householder distributed the small vessels among his children to remove, and said that there was still a block of wood in the yard which must also be taken away. Going out into the yard, he made a cut in the block above with his axe. He then called Poverty and politely requested her to help him remove the block. Poverty did not see on which side to lift the block, till when the farmer pointed out the cleft to her. She put her long thin fingers in the chink. The farmer, pretending to lift the block on the other side, suddenly pulled his axe out of the cleft, and Poverty's long thin fingers remained squeezed in the block, so that being utterly unable to pull them out, she shrieked out immediately in what pain she was. But all in vain. The farmer removed all his goods as well as his children, quitted the cottage completely, and returned to the place no more. When the farmer settled in another village, things went with him so prosperously that ere long he was the richest man in the whole village. He married his daughter to a respectable and wealthy farmer's son, 20 years old, and the whole family prospered. On the other hand, the proprietor of the first village, the oppressor of these poor people, having to assign vacant cottages to fresh tenants, came to inspect the cottage left vacant by the reduced farmer, who had refused to give him his daughter. Seeing Poverty beside the block complaining of her pain in her fingers, he took pity on the pale maiden. He took her fingers out by the means of a wedge and set her completely free. From the time of her liberation, the pale maiden never quitted the side of her liberator, and when, moreover, the devil lit a fire in the stove, and the proprietor went dotty with love in his old age, and spent and spent and ran through everything he had.